It's not too bad because they're pretty good footing. The only thing you worry about is that lightning. That's why right at the end we brought those guys down from the tower.
Talk about Woods, the receiver.
Well, he's going to go through a physical. He's had a hamstring, so we'll see how that is. And if he is all right, he'll be out here practicing and competing.
What impressed you most about him?
You know, really, I really don't know. We had him evaluated fairly high coming out of college. And, you know, we know what he's accomplished. We know what he's done. So we'd like to bring him in here and get a look at him.
You expect Rod only to miss a day or two still?
Yeah, I think so. Steve said he tweaked it. It's not too serious. And, you know, we'll deal with a little precaution there, but I'm not very concerned about it.
Is Carl Pamba made up? A lot of people have been talking about the strides he made this offseason, how he's did a 180 from last year. Is he really is it that big a jump?
Well, he's getting used to being a pro player. He's used to an off-season conditioning program, a weightlifting program. He's a lot more comfortable with our system because he came from a system that was more man-to-man. So to make that transition, playing a lot of zone is pretty tough when you never dealt with it in college, even though he's a four-year player and played a lot of bump coverage. So yeah, it's just a learning curve there, but he's made some strides.
He also talked about how he didn't feel like he was living up to, you know, the work ethic he was supposed to. Learned about being a pro and...
He didn't have any work ethic. That was the problem. And so he's made a lot of strides. You know, he's learned how to be a pro, and, you know, he was really playing off his abilities. And now he's learning how to work, and he's got a chance to become an excellent player if he keeps on working at the level he's been working.
Does anybody stand out in the market kick returns?
Yeah, it's really hard to tell here. You know, we got a number of guys catching balls, punts, and kickoff returns, and then in the next few days we'll isolate to see who we give reps during the game.
Adam Meadows so far?
You know, anytime you have a veteran lineman, they learn a lot quicker than obviously a young player because they played the position. But it's still terminology. He's got to get used to our system, but what I've seen, I've liked.
How many receivers do you play with?
Really don't know. We try to keep the best 53. You know, talk about offensive linemen, quarterbacks, defensive linemen. We'll evaluate everybody, and sometimes we may go heavy at a position just because you have so much depth and we feel like it's so hard to get. And other times we'll go a little less at a position just because we feel the worth is a little bit more in another position. So it changes year to year.
Is Javon okay?
Javon's fine. I just thought here's a guy that's been practicing 6 days in a row. We've been working the heck out of him. I started thinking about Rod tweaking a hamstring yesterday and coming off an ACL. So it doesn't make sense to just keep on pushing it. He was more surprised than anybody because he's feeling good. So. We just gave him a day of rest. He'll be going the next few days, and we got Sunday off and 3 days before we get our game plan ready, which is only one day for Detroit. So I feel pretty good where he's at right now.
When do you get a day off?
Hopefully not for a while.